There are many unhappy people in the world. Not all of them are poor, and not all of them are handicapped physically. Lasting happiness need not be dependent on our circumstances, but it is definitely dependent on our relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 15, verse 7, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." If one is to know the Christian life in its fullness, there must be constant abiding in Christ. The result will be unusual prayer power. Now, some Christians have miraculous answers to prayer, while others know practically nothing of such experiences. What makes the difference? Abiding in Christ. To abide in Him is to live in close communion and fellowship with Him. It is to confess all sin immediately before it gets even the slightest hold upon us. David declared in Psalm 66, verse 18, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." To regard iniquity in the heart is to continue habitually in an evil practice, to abide in sin rather than to abide in Christ. The believer who permits sin to reign in his heart will rarely realize answers to prayer, for it is the yielded life that sees God work. James declared in James 5:16, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." To let God's Word abide in us is to obey His teachings, to follow His leading, and to do His will. This is more than having the Word of God in the mind. It must be given free course within the heart. The late Dr. Harry Ironside has written, "Some people, if they were cut off at the neck, would lose all the truth of God. But take off the heads of others, and the truth would still be in the heart." You see, it's possible to have a mind impregnated with the truth, but a heart that is empty. Jesus went on to say in verse 8, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." God's people are to be fruitful, that the Father might be glorified, and that we might give conclusive proof of our discipleship. Christ is the vine in this parable. All the qualities that give life and preserve it come from Him. Of what value are branches shooting forth from the vine if they do not bear fruit? The fruitful believer honors God. Basically, this is the purpose of our salvation. Some people think God saved us to keep us from hell and take us to heaven. This is a result of our salvation. But a greater purpose is that we honor God in our lives of holiness and obedience. David declared in Psalm 86, verse 12, "I will glorify thy name forevermore." All believers have the same responsibility. As believers bear much fruit, they will demonstrate that they are Christ's disciples. "So shall ye be my disciples," Jesus said. Now he goes on to say in the next verse, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love." The highest love of all the universe is that of God the Father for God the Son. The Lord Jesus declared that he loves his followers with this same kind of love. Now this love is not to be treated lightly. Jesus said, "Continue ye in my love." That is, continue to appreciate it and appropriate it. Do not take it for granted. Let it be the motive for every step taken, for every deed done, for every word spoken. Remember constantly that God loves you, and in everything prove your love for Him. Now, how can you do this? Well, verse 10 gives the answer. "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love." You see, the Bible is the textbook for holy living. If one does not spend time in the Word of God, obeying Christ's commandments, he will be an easy prey for the wicked one, and he will drift from the love of God. But if we keep his commandments, we shall abide in his love, even as he kept his Father's commandments and abides in his love. We see from verse 11, as we do the things which Christ taught, we shall be happy Christians. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. We have Christ's peace. We can also have Christ's joy if we follow him in obedience. Why not receive all that God has provided? It is all there for us, but we must meet the conditions as outlined in the Word of God. The basic condition is abiding in Christ. Friend, I hope you know the Lord. That's where all happiness begins. The Bible says, happy is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Have your sins been forgiven? Well, you know how you go about it? You come to Jesus Christ humbly, repentantly, and say, Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner, and I'm sorry for my sins, and I confess them to you, praying that you will redeem me from sin. God will hear your prayer. He will save you immediately, and you will be a child of God. How can you resist this invitation from God Almighty? He made all the preparation when he sent his Son to the cross to die, not for some people, but for all people. Christ is the propitiation for our sins, and as the Bible says, not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. You are included in that, but you must come and claim what God has provided for you. Will you do it right now? I hope you will, and enter into the eternal joy that God has made possible through Christ, his beloved Son. Heavenly Father, we pray for some who need you today. God, may their hearts be open to the truth. May the Holy Spirit bring conviction upon them and show them the reality of Christ, that they may receive him by faith. And then we think of those who love you. Father, keep us abiding in Christ, not in ourselves, not in our wisdom, not in our religion, not in our church, but in Christ, that he may have the preeminence in our lives, that we may truly glorify you. May Jesus be praised, and I shall thank you in his blessed name as we wait on him moment by moment for all things in him. Amen.